On Beacon Hill today, House and Senate lawmakers meeting jointly in a constitutional convention are expected to take a step toward changing the 236-year-old Constitution to create a so-called millionaire's tax. At issue is whether an individual's earnings above $1 million a year should be subject to an additional 4% tax when the Constitution now prohibits a graduated income tax. WBUR's Steve Brown looks at the issue and what it takes to amend the Constitution.
The framers made it difficult but not impossible to amend the state constitution, although it has been 16 years since the last change was made. Unlike the state's general laws, which are voted on by the House and the Senate and then signed by the governor, a constitutional amendment has to be approved by the two branches meeting together in two consecutive biennial sessions. Once it gains those two approvals, the matter is placed before the voters in a referendum. In the case of the millionaire's tax, this will be the first time the issue comes before the Constitutional Convention. One unusual caveat to this particular constitutional amendment is that only 50 of the state's 200 legislators have to agree to it. Senate Clerk Bill Welch serves as the ConCon's parliamentarian.
And the reason the bar is low is because it has gone through a more extensive process. It has gained the approval of a large number of the citizens of Massachusetts. So it's a little outside the legislative agenda. It has a different bar for legislatures because the people have spoken.
They've spoken in the form of 157,000 signatures gathered last fall by a group called Raise Up Coalition. That was more than double the number of signatures required to put the amendment before the Constitutional Convention. While the bar for passage is low, the threshold for making any changes to the proposed amendment is high. Now, that doesn't mean they won't be proposed. 15 changes, offered mostly by Republicans who've come out against the millionaire's tax, will be up for debate. Senate Republican leader Bruce Tarr is backing many of them and hopes to spark a broader debate.
Fiscal discipline and trying to have a fair tax rate should be the things we're talking about, as opposed to going down the path of a graduated income tax that many of its proponents have not been able to secure either at the ballot box or in this building.
Lexington State Rep. Jay Kaufman, who's the House Chairman of the Legislature's Revenue Committee, predicts the constitutional amendment will get more than double the needed 50 votes, and he thinks the proposed changes to the amendment will not fly.
For a number of reasons. One, substantively, I don't think they should. And secondly, it would violate the spirit of an initiative petition. This is coming to us as a proposal from folks in the field. The Raise Up Coalition had raised the issue. They collected the signatures. They are opposed to these amendments. It is our job to put their proposal before the people in 2018.
Kaufman expects if passed, the millionaire's tax would bring in an extra $2 billion, with that money loosely earmarked for education and transportation. Opponents fear the legislature would find ways to spend it elsewhere. While proposals for a form of graduated income tax have been defeated by voters five times since 1962, a WBUR poll conducted in April, along with a more recent poll conducted for the Boston Globe, show more than 70% of Massachusetts voters support the millionaire's tax. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.